Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk About It. I'm Jeff Arnold, a five-time best-selling author, publisher of the Arizona 100, and now podcast host for Let's Talk About It, conversations with industry shapers where your story takes center stage. Hey, listen, in the heart of every industry leader lies an innovator and a visionary that has a story just waiting to be told. And at Let's Talk About It, we're going to have conversations with all kinds of leaders and visionaries. Can't wait to have you as one of our podcast guests, too. If you listen to the end, we'll tell you how you can be a guest on a future show. Thanks for joining us. Hello, and welcome to another Industry Shapers conversation. Today, folks, we have Peter Sorgenfrey from Copenhagen, Denmark, right? We get great leaders and visionaries from all around the world. I can't wait to begin this conversation. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeff. It's good to be with you.
I'm super excited about this, to learn more about you. We've had some banter back and forth about the beautiful city you live in, how I need to get there this year. I'll be heading to Poland, to Warsaw this summer, and then to Asia for some speaking later in the year, or Thailand, but not as far north as you. I need to get up there.
Yeah, you could stop on one of your plane rides. It's a beautiful city. You can see it in 15 minutes, maybe a weekend, and then you can move on.
That's fantastic. Let's pause there for a second. What's the population of Copenhagen, and how big is it?
So the greater Copenhagen area is around 1.2 million, something like that. And in all of Denmark, we're close to 6 million now. So the vast majority live in and around the metropolitan area.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great. That's more than the entire population of Arizona where I live, right?
Yes, but still a drop in the bucket from the 330 million in the United States.
No, very true. Very true. Peter, tell us your story, what you do, what your product is, and what you're working on.
So today I'm a founder and CEO coach. Essentially, I work one-on-one with founders and CEOs of startups and scale-ups around the world. I have clients in 7 different countries. None of them are in Denmark. I just happen to live here. Have helped 32 or so since I started 4 years ago. And we can get into the details of what I do. Before that, I built and grew 6 companies on 3 different continents. Some of them did really well. Some of them did not so well. So I have my war stories and my wounds to lick, but also have had some spoils because of that.
I love it. We are kindred souls, you and I. I've been fortunate to have 3 exits, but also been fortunate to make some really bad decisions in billion-dollar companies and cause chaos, right? Yeah, with the good comes some bad, but we learned from those lessons. So fantastic. How did you get in coaching, and what made you choose that vertical?
Actually, it was a little bit by accident, and it comes back to the sort of the greatest learning or the hardest learned lesson that I've had. Because in 2019, I was building my 7th company and I got sick. I essentially on Monday morning woke up and couldn't move my body. And I'm old enough to worry about having a brain tumor or something like that. But it turns out it was burnout and a stress-induced incapacitation. So I couldn't go to work. I was sidelined for 6 weeks and then another 6 weeks, and eventually fired by my board because I had 70 employees in 5 different countries and I just couldn't perform. So fair enough. I was relieved, actually, and I came out and I got healthy out of that process. And based on that, I thought, what am I going to do next? I'm not very good at being an employee anymore. I've been an entrepreneur for so long. So I could build another company, or, and that's how I ended up here, I could help people who build companies have a happier and healthier life. And so I developed something called the Whole Human Approach, started talking to founders and CEOs around the world about this idea of a coach that was different than what they were used to. We can get into that. And it took off. Got my first client in Texas in the United States. And then from there, it spread from like wildfire. So I'm now in Romania and Belgium and Spain and Mexico and Switzerland and pretty much all over.
That's fantastic. And I have to affirm what you're saying about A, needing a coach, and B, just the burnout. Anyway, any hard-charging executive has faced it. My moment was I kept just fading at 2 o'clock every day, right? Because I'd start at 4 or 5, and 2, I would hit a wall. And my diagnosis was, hey, your adrenals are shot, cortisol's off the charts. You got to do something more holistic, right, for your body and your mind. And for our listeners, everyone has their own journey and path. Mine was three different coaches, right? So I have a business coach and had I won't call it a strength coach, but a fitness coach, right? Because I'm not into muscle. I like to stretch and I can run a mean marathon or half marathon. And I played a lot of soccer. But it's important to get to all of those areas of your life, right? And then a mental coach to get my mind. So absolutely affirm the value of a coaching. And by the way, for those of you like, oh, it's just another expense item. The best athletes have multiple coaches, right? And you could say they have the resources. No, they have the resources because they have the coach to get them in their right mind space and in their right physical presence. So fantastic story. So what I'm dying to know, the place where you live now in Copenhagen, that's where you grew up? Were you all over the world? I'm just interested in now your past.
Yeah, no. So I was born in Copenhagen. When I was 2 months old, my family moved to Vienna because my dad was working for IBM selling punch cards. So the hole punch cards that you used to program computers with to the former Yugoslavia banks. So we lived in Vienna and he commuted. So that was the first part of my life. Back to Denmark, went to school here, went to university here. Then I went to Paris, worked there for a while, back to Denmark, then the United States. I was supposed to be there for 6 months, turned into be 13 years and a family. And then I moved to London, did a startup there for 3 years, and then back to Denmark in 2016. So a little bit all over the place. The funny thing is, ever since I was a little child, I've told my parents that I was going to live outside of Denmark. And so that ended up happening for a long part of my life.
That is fantastic. You're an old soul, right? My oldest son is an old soul like that. Even here in Southern Arizona, he taught himself Russian at a very young age and not from any of those sites. He learned it on YouTube, right? Just watching. And he was at 18. I took him to a bunch of colleges and universities around the U.S. And I said, nope, I'm going to Moscow State in Russia. He ended up going to Amsterdam and then doing his PhD in Warsaw, Poland. But now he's just something about that part of the world, right? From Ukraine to Serbia to Russia to Mongolia and Poland. He's an old soul. He's drawn to that. So something in you was drawn to that, right? At a young age. That's fantastic.
Yep. That's how it happened. And I think it wasn't in the cards that I was going to start my own companies. That was also, I was working in the United States, ended up working on Wall Street, didn't enjoy that environment, didn't enjoy the lack of creativity, the legal kind of creativity. And so I quit and I ended up starting my first business and caught that bug in my late 20s and I haven't looked back.
That's wonderful. Fantastic. Hey, what the coaching clients that you're onboarding now, are they in a specific segment or no, because you're doing the holistic approach, they're just men and women, executives or leaders looking for a holistic kind of lifestyle?
They are. And back to what you mentioned before about coaches, right? Many of them actually have tried different kinds of coaching. Right, whether it be physical or mental or other things, business coaching. And they typically come to me because what they've been lacking is somebody who's actually been there and tried it, right? So who's gone through raising capital and having a professional board or had co-founder conflict, all the things that you experience when you build companies. And so they come to me and they see that not only have I been there, but I also am able to help them trust the answers that they have within. So my practice is a combination of mental and physical, because I very much stress the need for eating and exercising and sleeping and meditating, those kind of things. And they come from all kinds of companies. My smallest client has 7 employees and turns over a couple of $1 million. And the largest one has 300 and turns over several $100 million. So it's more about the role. And the individuals who come to me typically have had some experience building companies before. So they may be on startup number 2 or 3 or company number 2 or 3. And they've just, there's something missing. And then they find me through all my writing and my videos and all this other stuff. And then we end up working together.
Oh, that's wonderful. Fantastic. Greatly appreciate that. Let's go back to the hard won wisdom question that we ask everyone, right? And I think you hinted at one of them, but I'm sure as storied and awesome as your career is, another one will bubble up. So for our listeners, because if you've ever experienced any type of trial or tribulation, there is a hard-won wisdom lesson that sticks with you, becomes part of your DNA. And for Peter Songfrey, what is that hard-won wisdom?
I basically work myself through the floor, right? So the hard-learned wisdom was I did not take care of myself. I did not have a coach along the way, and it caused me to crash and burn. I wouldn't be without that, because without that, I wouldn't be sitting here today doing this. I'd just be keep doing the companies. And I really love what I get to do today and the impact I can have. So I think the hardest learned lesson is that I didn't take care of myself and I suffered because of it. So I counsel anybody who's listening to this. If you're not sleeping well at night, if you're having more conflicts in your daily life, if you're beginning to be forgetful, it's time to slow down and it's time to find somebody to work with on these issues.
Yeah, that's great counsel and fantastic wisdom. How can our listeners get in touch with you?
Thankfully, I have a very difficult last name, or a very rare one. You Google Peter Sorgenfrei, and you will find me on all sorts of social platforms. My main venue is LinkedIn. I have a couple of newsletters there, and I'd be happy to hear from folks if there are topics or things that they want me to cover.
Fantastic. My apologies for mispronunciation of your name in the middle there. Sorgenfrei. I got to get used to that one, man. That's only three times I've said that in my life, so I'll get it down, my friend.
Fantastic. That's quite all right.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us on the show. And I am rather certain with great conviction that we will be doing another one, because there's a lot we can unpack here for our, we have a lot of private equity folks that listen to our show and leaders that can use your services. So thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. It was a pleasure.
Hi again, Jeff Arnold here. Thank you so very much for listening to Let's Talk About It. Conversations with industry shapers. Listen, if you are a successful founder, visionary, entrepreneur, or know someone who is that would be a good fit for this program, please visit or have them visit podcast.jeffarnold.com. That's podcast.jeffarnold.com. Two more quick asks for you, please. If you got something out of this interview, please share it and tag us on social media. I love seeing posts and guest suggestions. And then as a quick reminder, we're always putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any, I would say please go ahead and subscribe to us on all your favorite social media channels. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time.